take my breath away, and I don't know what to say. 'Cause you take my breath away, you take my breath away, you take my breath away. Take my breath away. Oh, you take my breath away. Oh, yeah. You take my breath away. Oh, you take my breath away. Oh, so you take my breath away.
An early film of the musical era is Tammy and the Bachelor, released in 1957 and starring Debbie Reynolds. This was a beautifully made movie, and given the year 1957, it was very innocent. It was a film that my mother loved so much, almost as much as she loved the theme song. Here it is now, Debbie Reynolds with Tammy.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy, in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Whippoorwill, you and I know, Tammy, let him go. The breeze from the bayou keeps murmuring low, Tammy, Tammy, you love him so. When the night is warm, soft and warm, I long for his charms. I'd sing like a I were in his arms. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in
And this brings us to the Story Corner portion of this evening's show. In keeping with our theme, falling in love at the movies, I have a radio tale that tells the story of a young girl, that was me, going to the movies in downtown Vancouver for the first time and falling in love with the music of the 50s. Let's go to that now.
Radio Tale number 9, 16 Candles.
See?
I was 11 years old when my older sister took me to my first grown-up movie. It was sort of a grown-up movie because the movie was about teenagers dating and going off to war, and there was kissing, lots of kissing, which in my mind made it a grown-up movie. Earlier that night, I had been writing in my diary when my sister knocked on my bedroom door to ask if I wanted to go to the movies. She and her friend were going to see American Graffiti, so they thought I might like to go. I jumped off the bed. This was going to be my first grown-up movie, with 50s music, dancing, and kissing. There just had to be kissing. Besides, going to a movie in downtown Vancouver on a Saturday night didn't happen every day. In the film, there were many scenes where characters called into the radio station to request a song, as well as many scenes where the music was being DJed by Wolfman Jack, the town's infamous disc jockey. I liked his approach because, as someone who listened to the radio every day, I got to see the inside of a radio station. It also illustrated the power that radio and media personality could have on its audience. As a tribute to the famed actor and DJ, Wolfman Jack, the guess who penned the song that became a huge hit, Clap for the Wolfman.
Clap for the Wolfman, he gonna reach your record high. Clap for the Wolfman, you gonna dig him till the day you die.
As it turned out, the movie was more than I thought it would be. It was more than I dreamed. From 16 candles that are sure to make your dreams come true, to Bill Haley's 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock. And then, of course, there was the Beach Boys, Barbara Ann, and one of my very favorites, was a tune from Johnny Burnett, You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine.
Ooh, you come on like a dream, peaches and cream. Like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
I sat on the edge of my seat for most of the movie. It was thrilling to be there and to be out with my older sister. With each romantic scene came dancing and kissing, often in the back seat of a car, and boy, my friend and I giggled wildly. Our older sisters laughed at our silliness, while they were more reserved with their girlishness and thoughtful crushes on boys. Yet the thought of romance, although exciting, sent us into fits of laughter, and of course, there was crying in the chapel.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. I am happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple task.
On the bus ride home, my sister asked if I liked the movie. Oh, yes, I said, starry-eyed. I liked the music and the dancing, and the dresses, too. And, of course, the kissing.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun.
As I reflect on this memory, I am once again thoughtful of this event and am almost left pining for my youth, that innocence. It was a time when my sister was both my sister and my friend. She was a young woman who helped to ease my way through adolescence and into adulthood. I am grateful for that time and for her kindness, despite the years that would follow of silence, spurred on by the unspoken moments of our young lives. After writing this radio tale, I got ready for bed, turned off the lights, and traveled back in time. Back to those 16 candles that made my dreams come true. It made me think about my older sister and wonder. I wonder if she still sits under big open skies. I wonder if she ever wishes on falling stars or 16 candles. And I wonder if her wishes come true. I hope so.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
The next song is from the film Breakfast at Tiffany's, which was released in 1961. It is such a great movie. It was adapted from Truman Capote's 1958 novella of the same name and starred Audrey Hepburn as Holly Golightly. I love this movie so much. It was really, in a way, before its time. I mean, 1961, it was about an eccentric cafe society girl who was looking to marry for money. However, she fell in love with a struggling writer. And she has a cat. It's such a great movie. The film was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, with the soundtrack being nominated for 6 Grammy Awards and winning 5. The film was also selected in 2012 for presentation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress. So now, the song that I have for you, I often forget that this song is like the theme song for the film and attribute the song to Huckleberry Finn. I know you wouldn't think you could mix up the two movies. It's not the movies that I mix up, it's the song. The song, as you probably already know, is Moon River. And I just thought of Huckleberry Finn going down that river and the moon above. It was one of my mom's favorites. Let's go to that now. Henry Mancini and Moon River.
I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To we're
Next, I have a song that's very apropos for tonight's show. It's a song about wishing that things were a little bit more like the movies, a little bit more perfect. The song was written by Shel Silverstein and was released on Dr. Hook's 1976 LP, A Little Bit More. Here it is now.
I guess the dance is over now. So you just curtsy and I'll bow and ask the band to play us old in time. And I'll just take what's left of me right back to where it used to be. And you go sail your magic carpet. Technicolor way it's never been. I'm sorry when I kissed you. You only heard me whisper. You never got to hear those violins. Did you hear me? Just too steep for me to climb. And I guess these dirty streets of mine were just too rough for you. I wish I could have helped you see just one of your sweet childhood dreams. But though I tried, I could not make not one of them. You never got to hear those violins, did you, girl? No, you never got to hear those violins. Oh, I'm sorry when I kissed you. You only heard me whisper. You never got to hear those.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. If you've missed any portion of this evening's show, please go to our website at www.cjsf.ca. You can go to schedule and scroll down to The Arts Edge, where you will find podcasts for each week. Stay tuned to Girls So Groovy coming up next. And now I leave you with one final tune, another song from A Star Is Born. This is a song that was a very empowering song, not only in the film, but in my life. It was an incredible song. Here we have Woman in the Moon. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
I was warned as a child of 13. Not to act too strong. Try to look like you belong, but don't push, girl. Save your time and trouble. Don't misbehave. That's an age-old story. Everybody knows that's a worn-out song. But you and I have changed that tune. Well, can never hold a woman. I said a woman in the moon.
Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence. Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Mole was a stem, rum on the port, eck on the starboard bow. Day over the sea to sky.